Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, Craig's been on. Craig is from Exeter and he's one of our new listeners. Started going out with a new girl, right?
Yeah.
Now, we've been over this before. It's all very new, the relationship. It's been, you know, a couple of weeks, mm-hmm. So if you know what I mean, it's all very new, you know. And last night, they had the awkward conversation.
Right.
The, how many other people before me were there?
Yeah.
And Craig told his new girlfriend the truth, you know, get it all out there, nothing mm-hmm. to be ashamed of. And it was obviously not really what she wanted to hear at all. She looked shocked. And Craig has just been on wanting to know if this is an acceptable or unacceptable amount, okay? Mm-hmm. Bear in mind, she was a bit shocked, went into a mood, and he's tried to call her earlier today. She's not answering her phone now, so it looks like a long-term mood.
One of those.
Looks like a girl mood. Goes on for a while. Right, do you want to know how many? 14.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
She was open-mouth shocked. Is 14, I don't know, maybe you could let me know on 8119. Is 14 acceptable, or is that too many?
Seems all right to me.
Well, but the thing is, she, obviously, the same question gets asked to her, and she said 3.
How old is he?
25.
Oh, I thought that's all right.
I think that's all right. It's just bad when your partner's number is lower. They don't like that.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Okay, then we've cleared down the answer phone, and these are the people that you met when you were out this weekend. You lucky, lucky people. Here's this week's obligatory weirdo stalker girl. There's always one every week.
I miss you. I miss you.
Yep. And then she comes back on again.
My mum's just now. So I've got to be quiet, but I just want to say, I miss you!
Oh, you imagine having that on your actual answer phone?
Ugh.
Well, and then there's another one, there always is, it's Monday.
Oh, hi babe, it's Laura from the other night.
Hello! Is it me you're looking for?
You know it is. Give me a call
late,
babe. Bye.
No, it is. Oh, God.
I think she'd planned that.
Do you think? It was good that she had it. She'd obviously got it to the right bit, hadn't she, to the chorus. So as soon as she went next to the phone, hello, it comes on straight away. Very good.
Wasn't spontaneous.
Not spontaneous. Not exactly original, either. The thing is, Flirtivert's kind of changed. It used to be a number that you give to people that you don't fancy, and now you lot appear to be like copping off with them first and then giving them the phone number, which I'm not sure is healthy. Now, being sung hello to is one thing, but is this really what girls want to hear? Is this the song they really want to be sung?
Hey, I was wondering why you're not answering your phone. Remember, babe, you say it best when you say nothing at all. Yeah, that's right. Right. Get back to me, babe.
Do girls really want to hear that? You say it best when you say nothing at all.
Yeah.
Shut up, love.
Did you say she's got an annoying voice?
Yeah. Right, anyone know what this is about? Let me know. 81199.
Hi, Dave. Nice meeting last night. Can't believe the length. Speak to you soon, mate. Love you, bye.
Right, analyse. What could that be? Can't believe the length.
Maybe the two of them have booked a holiday for 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah, instead of two.
And he thought he was originally only going for two, so he can't believe the length.
I thought maybe, like me, he's just discovered he's good at long jump. Maybe they met at some kind of long jump convention.
That could be it.
Can't believe the length.
And
I think it's to do with the fish pen.
What?
Length of the rod.
Oh, yeah, the fish pen. Amazing.
Pen, that's also a fishing rod.
Yeah. Amazing
invention. All very good guesses.
Yeah. Maybe we'll never know. Right, anyone know what this one is about? Let us know.
Hi, Tracy. You gave me your number. Just wondered if you still want to, you know, what do you call it? Cheers, bye.
Oh, God, these are annoying today. We'll never know what she calls it.
Just wondered if you still want to, you know, what do you call it?
Go out.
Cheers, bye.
Oh, bless.
Rubbish. Go for a drink or something. Go out. Go, it's not that hard to remember, is it,
meet up.
Really?
Meet up would have been fine.
You know?
Yeah. Go out, yeah. Go for a drink.
Ice skating.
Yeah. Get together sometime. Any of those would have been fine.
Ice skating? That's not a good date, surely.
Loads of people go ice skating on dates.
Do they?
Yeah, loads. I never have.
Is that in the hope that you kind of skate? Stumble and fall into each other's arms?
I don't know, but a lot of people do it. Right, finally, ladies. Take note, men. This is what the ladies actually want. Like, if you're driving your car at the moment, or... Listen closely to the radio, ladies, because this, I know you're going to go weak at the knees. Men, take note if your count is a bit low at the moment.
Hello, sugar mama. Any chance you can call me back? I want to have another go on you. You are great. Okay.
Brilliant. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. See, this is why it's great that Fleur de Vert was invented for people like that. That's real nice, isn't it?
I want to have another go on you. You are great.
Thanks very much.
Do you think he's phoning a roller coaster or something?
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
See, you shouldn't have this conversation if you like. It's never going to be what you want to hear.
Never have the conversation.
Never
is
have
the key,
that.
Really.
So, how many people were there before me then? 422, actually. Thanks for asking. Do you know what I mean? It's not working. No, that's not me.
I say, is that the answer you give?
No, not at all.
422.
No. No, I don't mean me.
I'm no prude, but no, that's a lot.
No, see, I was going to reel off loads of names then, but then that's I'm not going to do that. Oh, maybe I am. This is not me.
You've got a lot of love.
This is I'm just giving an example of what a girl might say, and then well, thanks very much.
That give or take, I think, is 30 a year.
That's not me talking. I'm just saying. There's Bob, Steve, Jeff,
kind of
Trev.
Three a month.
Carl, Mark, Scott, another Steve, Jeff. Ian, James, David, Paul, Rowan, Tim, Chris, Matt, Dan, Mark. This isn't me. This is just an example of what that might happen in this situation. I'm just doing a kind of like a reconstruction.
We'll be here for a long time if you're going up to 422. Yeah.
Kevin, Darren, Aaron, Karen, Andrew, Baron.
Andrew Baron.
Podcast. Now, a couple of people on unofficialmills.co.uk have been spotting this from the surgery with Kelly Osbourne last night.
Yeah.
Now, I know it sounds like it is, but this is absolutely nothing to do with me at all, right? This is a third party. I am not involved in any way. So this guy calls up the surgery on Radio 1 last night with Kelly Osbourne, and he gets her name a bit wrong.
Kelly, what do you think about boys in suits?
See, this is hard because I'm only 23, and for me...
He's asking about what she thinks with boys in suits, and he's got it a bit wrong.
Kerry, what do you think about...
Calls her Kerry, okay?
Right, okay.
Right, she glosses over it, but he continues to get it wrong, and it's clear, as the call goes on, that he really thinks that she is somebody else.
I'd like to try and impress someone like you, because I think you're even really nice on, like, the Iceland adverts. I really like you on that. And, like, you know, if I could impress someone like you and girls like you, I'd feel so much more comfortable in myself and have more confidence and, you know, stuff like that would be great.
Well, you've certainly impressed me, so I'm sure you'll find someone.
Thank you very much.
I think you look great in the Iceland ads. No, you are speaking to Kelly Osbourne, not Kerry Katona. Anyway, Kelly or Kerry, whatever her name is, has kind of missed what he's getting at completely, and Dr. Mark has to step in and explain.
Bye.
See you soon, Kerry. Bye, bye.
He called me Kerry.
I think he thinks you're Kerry Katona. Iceland dad.
Oh, my, that was that what he said?
Yeah.
Well, for God's sake. Seriously, compare me to anyone. But please.
I thought you were really cool then. Because your face went and I thought she knows exactly what he's saying.
We're still on air, by the way.
I couldn't. I don't care. I'm not bloody Kerry Katona, Iceland ads.
Touched a nerve, that, didn't it? That was nothing to do with me, even though when I was on the surgery once, she kept calling me Chris all the way through. Yeah. So I can understand why you think it was me, but it really wasn't, I promise you.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
This is Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
And now on Radio 1. It's time for Play Your Right, the game where you have to guess how many partners our lovely listeners have had. Are you ready to guess, chappers?
I'm ready.
It's all about you, baby. Would you like to know what you can win?
Yes, well, yes, please.
A nutmeg grinder.
Oh, brilliant.
This attractive, clever machine is a simple and easy way to have freshly ground nutmeg whenever you want it. At this time of day, there's nothing better than a sprinkle of fresh nutmeg in your cup of coffee. Simply grind and serve. Hey, presto!
You've always wanted a nutmeg grinder.
I have, yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's play. Play your right with caller one, which is Amy. Hi, Amy.
Hiya. Hiya,
Topper.
Hiya. Please remember, this is not a competition. There's a few people saying on the text, how many's too many and how many's too few. I've got no idea. I don't think there are any rules. I think the main rule is just to be careful, really.
Yes.
All that kind of thing. Yeah, all that kind of thing is on the surgery website, bbc.co.uk/radio1. Right, time to play your boing right. Are you okay, Amy?
I am fine. I've just finished my first day at work.
Oh, that's good. Oh. Where are you calling from?
Barry.
Okay, and how old are you?
21.
You're 21?
Yeah.
Okay, chappers. You can ask Amy three questions.
Oh, right, okay.
All right, okay, yeah. Off you go.
What job do you do?
I work in a psychiatric hospital as a nursing assistant.
Okay. Would you say that, how many times a week do you go out?
Twice a week.
Twice a week. And what's your favourite drink?
Vodka and cranberry juice.
21 psychiatric nurse vodka. I'm going to go for 7.
7.
Okay, Amy.
Okay. Do I say how many now?
What's the right answer?
18 and 3.
Sorry?
18 plus 3.
What does that mean?
21.
Okay, right.
Are you struggling with your maths there?
Oh, I was just like,
bit?
What? What's that 18 plus... Okay, right, 21.
It's a bit of code.
Okay, and is that boys, girls, or...?
Well, 18 boys, 3 girls.
Excellent. Well, there we are.
There we are, triple so, what you thought.
Yeah, you didn't get that right.
No, I didn't.
Okay,
no.
Sorry,
oh.
Sorry about that. Now...
Oh, now I know why I'm doing the guessing, yeah. Just so I can get that sound effect up to every girl. Thank you, yeah.
This all started when we got an email from Craig earlier. Got a new girlfriend, they had that conversation the other night. So how many people were there before me then? It's never a good conversation to have, ever. Right, shall we meet caller two?
Yeah.
Hi, Ginge.
Hi, are you right?
What's your name? What's your name, Ginge? Yes, where are you calling from?
I'm from Surrey.
You'd be rubbish in a game show, wouldn't
you? I'd be a completely rubbish quiz show host.
Because on TV, they have their name badges on as well.
Oh, yeah, they do.
You'd be going, what's your name?
What's your name? Oh, it's there on your badge. Right, where are you calling from?
Surrey.
From Surrey. How old are you?
23.
Okay, and what's your actual job?
My actual job, I'm a builder.
You're a builder, okay. Chappers.
Why are you asking my questions?
You can. Well,
do I get three more?
Think of your own.
Okay.
Right. You can ask Ginge three questions on Play Your. Right, go.
Right, how many times a week do you go out?
About 3 times.
Alright. Always with a group of boys? Group of lads?
Yeah.
And the lads, right. Okay. And what's your favourite sport?
Football.
Now, am I getting. What am I doing here? Guessing a number or going higher or lower than 21?
Oh, yeah. We could bring Brucey in, the original host, if you
also,
like.
Also, if he's 21, do I lose the prize because it's a pair?
I don't know.
Well, I just need to clarify the rules. I have to guess a number, do I?
Guess a number.
I'm going to say...
God, you're as rubbish as I am. Should get Brucey on. All right, Bruce.
Hello, Scott.
Say nice to the lovely people.
Hello, lovely people.
Yeah.
Nice to see you,
Nice.
Feel free to play along at home.
Should we not do Brucey,
I think he's kind of, you know, one of the lads, football, blah, blah, blah. Okay. I think he's kind of bluffing. Two.
You think two?
Two.
Okay. What's the right answer, Ginge?
11.
11. Once again, wrong, Chappers. Sorry about that.
I'm not very good at this.
You're not good. Okay. Last one. Hello. Caller number 3, John.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Where are you from, John?
Where am I from? I'm travelling. Well, I've just pulled off the M1, travelling to Nottingham.
Right. Is that where you're from, Nottingham?
Yeah, going to Nottingham, yeah.
Okay. And how old are you, John?
I'm 31.
31. And what's your job?
I'm an electrician.
Electrician. Okay. Lots of house calls. Okay. Right, you can ask John 3 questions again. Okay, here on. Play your... Right. Chappers, guess. How many different buddies has John had?
Have you always lived in Nottingham?
No. I used to live in London, so...
Right, okay.
Have you always lived
maybe,
in Nottingham?
Maybe.
I'm going to answer now.
Well, maybe if you said he'd live somewhere else, I might know stats about the girls from somewhere else.
What?
I'm not saying girls from Nottingham or anything either. I'd just like to point out.
Right, okay.
Here.
That's kind of what I thought you were getting at there.
What's the longest relationship you've been in?
Probably about 7 years.
Ooh. 7 years.
Very good.
And how many long-term relationships have you had, would you say?
Possibly one.
Possibly one.
Right,
7 years old. Been in London and Nottingham. 31, electrician. 47.
47?
I'd just like to point out, I'm not saying anything about the girls in Nottingham. 47.
Or anything about me.
Not about you
either.
No.
Okay. Caller 3, what is the right answer?
I have one. I'm proud of it.
One, I'm proud of it. Good work. Sorry, Chopper. Thank you very much, John.
This is worse than when we tested my gaydar.
This is worse. You're worse at this.
I'm worse at this
than when we tested your gaydar, definitely. Right, so you've won nothing, Chopper, but have you had a good time?
I have, and I hope somebody else wins the
You were rubbish, but at the end of the day, it's not the win, it's the taking part that counts.
Exactly. Isn't that,
thanks very much, and join us next time on Play Your Right.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.